This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
All right, ma'am, come on up here. You're going to stand right here in front of my clerk and be sworn in.
Hello. Can you please state and spell your first and last name? Raise
your right hand, please. You solemnly swear that this will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Yeah, go ahead and have a seat right here. You'll scoot into that microphone there.
Please introduce yourself to the jury.
My name is Lena.
And what's your last name?
Mendoza.
Thank you. Do you currently live here in Arizona?
I do.
Back on October 2nd of 2019, Where did you live?
In Gilbert.
And what was your address back then?
3893 East Fairview Street.
And how long did you live at that location?
In total, 6 years.
Okay. I'll show you. I can have my paralegal approach with Exhibit 2. You to look at Exhibit 2, a map. Does that show sort of the area of your neighborhood as well as where your house would have been located back in October 2nd of 2019?
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 2.
Any objection?
No objection.
2 is admitted.
Thank you. So you told us your address was 3893 East Fairview Street?
Yes.
We see Fairview here on Exhibit 2. Approximately where was your residence on this map?
It is the house on the very corner.
Is it the corner of Fisher and Fairview? Or which corner are we talking about?
It's been a little while. I'm sorry.
There's a map right in front of you.
Oh, sorry. I'm trying to think. Wrecker.
Turn this down. Is Fairview.
Right. So it's either Fisher or Cole. I can't remember which street corner. So there's a park, and it's right on the corner.
Okay.
Fry, Wrecker, turn in. Morelos around to Fairview.
Let me put up 3. Is this the park you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So right on the corner here?
Oh, Phillips. Yes, right there on the corner.
Okay. So you're
right there. Yes,
right here.
Okay. Yes, that's the house.
Back in on October 2nd of 2019, did you have a Ring doorbell?
Yes.
Did your front door sort of face out towards Fairview Street?
Yes.
And do you recall sort of where your Ring doorbell was located?
Yes.
Where was it?
So from the front door, it sat off to the left-hand side if I was in the home at the front, and it faced out towards that street.
Did it sometimes get a little bit of this intersection here?
All the time, yes.
Okay. And was it sort of motion activated?
Yes.
Okay. So that means that when there was some sort of vehicle going by, it might activate it to start recording?
Yes.
Do you recall back on October 2nd, an officer coming around and asking you if you had a Ring system and to kind of look in the time range of 9:15-ish to see if you had any footage of vehicles going by?
I do.
Were you asked to email any recordings to the police department?
Yes.
And did you do that?
I did.
And, Your Honor, I've shown the defendant Exhibit 120, if I can have my paralegal show that to the witness.
Thank you.
Did you recognize that as your residence?
Yes.
And your Ring video?
Yes.
And the footage that you sent to the police?
Yes.
And did it have both audio and video?
Yes.
State will move to admit Exhibit 120.
Any objection?
No objection.
120 is admitted.
If we can move forward. And if we could just show at the beginning we missed where. When you had your Ring video, would it sometimes glitch and you'd see a vehicle like we saw in the beginning, a black vehicle?
Yes.
So in this video, were you asked to look for vehicles and a sound of any shooting?
I remember being asked to look for a vehicle crossing in that time, and I saw that at the beginning of the vehicle you see, or the video, you see the vehicle, and that was what I noticed first.
Okay. And then when you were watching it yourself, you heard a bang noise?
Correct.
And so, given that, looking for the black vehicle and then you noticing the bang, that's what you sent to the police?
Yes.
And that's your home sort of looking out, as we said, of Fisher and Fairview.
Yes.
Thank you. State has no other questions for this witness.
Cross-examination.
No, Your Honor. No cross.
Any questions for this witness from the jury? Don't see any. Ma'am, you can step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, members of the jury, we took Mr. Boudreaux's cross-examination out of order. We're now going to complete that, so I'm going to ask Mr. Boudreaux to come back up. All right, sir, go ahead and have a seat on the witness stand. You're still under oath. I'll just remind you to try to speak into that microphone. All right, the defendant can start her cross-examination of this witness.
Robert Abernathy gets here, he has some photos and things I need to have marked. So can we stop for a minute when he gets here to do that?
Okay. Just have him go right up to the clerk when he gets here and get
him marked. Mr. Boudreaux, you and I met in 2009, is that correct?
believe we met in 2008.
Okay. Before you got married, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you got married in 2009, is that correct?
I believe I was married October 31st, 2008.
Okay. But that's when we met, is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
So we've known each other a long time, is that correct?
A long time can mean a lot of different things.
Since 2008?
Correct.
Okay. And we had a familial connection, is that correct?
Yes.
And we always had a friendly relationship, you and I, is that correct?
I wouldn't say always.
Okay. Until what time?
Until probably end of 2018.
Okay. And we spent many holidays together.
We did.
And you and Melanie were married a little over 10 years, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I was there at your wedding, is that correct?
Correct.
And I came to Utah to help you when your first child was born, is that correct?
I'm going to object to relevance.
I'll allow it. Go ahead.
Correct.
And I was there when your second child was born, is that correct?
You were not present when my child was born, but...
Well, I came to help and watched Braxy, so I was there.
You visited with my... You were with my family, correct?
Okay. And I flew in from Hawaii when Blake was born to help with the kids, and I watched them while you and Melanie were at the hospital. Is that correct?
Object again to character evidence.
Sustain.
And I did watch the kids when Breezy was born as well. Is that correct?
I'm going to object and ask to go into 405 soon.
And we went on vacations together, you and I. Is that correct?
Ms. Vallow, okay. Move on to relevant information, okay? You've established you have a relationship with him that's close family relationship since 2008. So, go ahead.
And you came to visit me in Hawaii a few times, is that correct?
And Your Honor, I'm going to object.
I'm just asking in the sense that it was him coming to me.
All right.
There's things that happened there that I'm going
approach,
to...
Approach.
Okay. Brendan, you and I had never had an argument with each other, is that correct?
That's not correct.
Okay, when did we ever have an argument, you and I?
I'm going to object to relevance. If there's something specific about that, are we talking in 10 years?
I'll overrule it. He can answer.
The most recent argument that I would say we have is when I was texting you in June.
That was June 25th, 2019, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And had you been upset with me before that time?
Are you talking about ever in our lives?
Yeah.
I'm sure we're all human. I'm sure there was times I was upset with you.
Is there something specific that you were upset with me about before the June 25th text messages?
I'm going to object to relevance if there's something more specific.
Sustain.
Were you upset with me about Juice Island?
I'm going to object as to relevance and 404.
Sustain.
Brennan, you had mentioned before that Melanie and I were close. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you were aware that I loved Melanie. Is that correct?
I can't say if you loved her or not.
But you saw that over the 10 years that you were married to her, right? You witnessed it with your own eyes.
What is it you're asking that I witnessed?
Me loving Melanie?
As I said, I can't state what you did or did not feel. I can't say what you felt.
But I acted in a way that was loving towards her, in as far as you knew.
I'm going to object again to relevance, 404 and 405 character evidence.
Sustain.
So you were frequently, we were all together as a family frequently, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And there were times when we were at your house as well as my house, is that correct?
An objection to relevance.
Sustained.
And until you sent me that text message on June 25th that we read yesterday, you and I had never had any disagreements with each other, is that correct?
I would not agree with that statement.
You and I had ever had an argument?
Can you ask that question again?
Did you and I ever have an argument?
And again, as to foundation of when?
I'll allow him to answer. You can answer.
I'm sure we had, I don't know how you would define argument, but disagreements.
Face to face, you and I? Before the June 25th.
Hold on.
That's all I'm asking. Just before
okay,
that.
Maybe rephrase it.
So by the time we met in 2008 until June 25th, 2019, did you and I ever have an argument?
Is there something you're looking for that you're trying to specify? And I'm not sure I can. That's a broad question that I can't think of a specific time where we argued face to face, if that's what you're looking for.
Correct. So you and I have never had an argument lifetimes.
I wouldn't agree with that. I would say that there have for sure been disagreements between us, but I can't think of a specific time that I could share where me and you face-to-face argued. I'm not a confrontational person.
Okay. You've known me for all these years. Am I a confrontational person?
I'm going to object to character evidence under 404 and 405.
Sustained.
Would you agree that I supported you as a husband and a father to your children?
I'm going to object to relevance.
Sustain.
So in your testimony yesterday, you talked about this long argument that you had with Melanie. Was that on the same day on June 25th, 2019?
It was.
Okay. And you said it was a long argument. How long did that go on?
It started in the afternoon, and it went through past midnight.
So several hours?
Yes.
And you remember this date because that was the day you sent me those text messages, is that correct?
I wouldn't say that's the only reason I remember that date. It's a painful date.
Okay. So you remember that date specifically?
Yeah, I do remember that day.
Okay. And you had mentioned that this argument started as a result of Melanie not wanting to attend your grandfather's funeral. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you were aware that Melanie had trauma with all funerals because her mother passed away when she was 9. Is that correct?
Object to relevance.
I'll overrule the objection. He can answer if he knows the answer.
I can't say why Melanie was feeling the way she was feeling. I'm not Melanie.
But you know she had an issue with funerals before your grandfather passed away.
As I said, I'm not Melanie. I can't say what she had an issue with or not.
But you're aware that her mother passed away when she was 9, right?
Yes, I'm aware her mother passed away.
And that she had to go to the funeral.
I'm going to object to relevance.
I'll sustain it at this point. Go ahead. Next question.
But she's your wife of 10 years, so you knew that about her. Is that correct?
And again, I'm going to object to relevance. The same question.
It's completely understandable that you would want your wife at your side at your grandfather's funeral, so a disagreement between a couple would begin over that issue. That's not far-fetched, right?
That's a statement. Can you, if you want to phrase it as a question, go ahead.
So your argument began because of this issue with not wanting to go to your grandfather's funeral. Is that correct?
Yes.
And was Melanie upset or crying at that point?
No, just me.
Okay. So during this long, several hour disagreement, you would have covered a myriad of topics. Is that correct?
Can you define a myriad of topics?
Just several different things probably came up during this very long argument.
We talked about several different things, yes.
Okay. And one of those things I had come up in the conversation, is that correct?
One of the things that came up was you getting your temple recommended and me hacking your computer.
So I'm saying I was brought up in that long conversation just the one time?
I don't know if I could say just the one time. It was quite a long time we spent on that particular topic, which was bothersome.
Okay. So as you were trying to change the subject, Melanie was going back to that?
As I was trying to understand why it was important to her, she focused very much on the subject, yes.
Okay. And you had stated before that Melanie saw me as a mother to her. Is that correct?
I said a mother-like figure.
Right. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that your mother-in-law would be brought into a very long argument. Is that correct?
Objection, speculation, relevance.
Or someone close to your wife.
Sustained.
But I was not the focus of that entire argument. Is that correct?
My focus was my family, my wife, and my children. I love them, and I didn't want them to go through pain.
Is that what you spent all those hours arguing?
Yeah, because I love them, and I wanted to work through things with my wife, yes. I didn't spend it for any other reason.
And during this argument, there were several issues that you discussed. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And one of those issues was Melanie informing you of text messages that she had viewed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Is one of those issues a video of you on Facebook dancing at the pink pony that Melanie showed you?
To relevance to 404B evidence and 403.
Sustained.
Did Melanie show you a video of yourself during that
to the same
sustained. Argument?
Manner.
Sustained.
What else was discussed in this argument?
Objection, relevance, foundation, something specific?
I'll sustain the objection.
How many topics would you say were gone over during this long interview, long argument?
I couldn't say.
So until, did I ever answer the text messages that you sent to me?
I never received a reply.
Were you at that point blaming me for that argument? In your mind?
I think that the only people who can be responsible for ourselves is ourselves, so I was focused on myself and my wife.
Okay. So that argument ended up beginning your divorce proceedings, is that correct?
At the end of that argument, she told me that she needed a divorce, correct?
And who filed for divorce?
I did.
And when was that?
In July.
Do you know the date that you filed?
It's complicated because I went and met with a mediator, but she didn't file the paperwork for a while. So I guess it depends on how you define who filed for it and when.
Okay. Did you file it with the court? Like file for divorce with the court?
A mediator did.
Okay. Oh, so you don't know when she actually put the paperwork in. Is that correct?
Correct.
When did you meet with her? Do you remember that?
I do.
What day was that?
In July.
But you don't remember which day in July?
We met several times.
Okay. Did you meet with her on your own, or did you and Melanie just meet with her together?
We met with her together.
Every time?
Yes, every time we went together.
Okay. And that started in July?
Correct.
And do you know when that was final?
Mid-October.
And you were able to come to mutual agreements during that time with the mediator?
Can you give me more? What are you looking for specifically on that?
I'm just saying the mediation was completed, so you came to your agreements. Is that correct?
We filed for a divorce, so yes.
Okay. So when was it that Melanie moved into the rental house from the house that you were living together in?
I believe I moved her on July 14th, I believe. I'm not certain.
And then you stayed in the house until what date?
Until my home sold.
When was that?
We got it under contract in September, beginning of September, and closing was October 1st.
Okay. And when did you move into your rental house? What day was that?
May mid-September to late September. It might have been in the 25th, 24th, 26th, somewhere in there.
And then you had schedule with the children, is that correct?
Can you ask that question?
I'm just saying you had agreed to a schedule with the children, is that correct?
Part of our divorce, we had a schedule, yes.
And so on October 2nd, all four children were with you, is that correct?
It depends on what time you're speaking about.
Well, they spent the night with you, so they would have woke up with you on October 2nd. Is that correct?
On October 2nd night, they slept with their mom. On October 1st night, they slept with me.
Okay. That night turned into October 2nd. Is that correct?
If you're saying October 2nd in the morning, then yes. Yes, that would be, my kids would have still been at my house in the morning.
Yes. Okay. And then you had taken them to school, is that correct, in the morning?
Correct.
You said that you guys got up, you had food, you were getting ready.
Yes.
Normal, typical morning, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then you dropped off your two oldest at their elementary school, is that correct?
Correct.
And then you took Breeze to her mom and dropped her off at the park, is that correct?
Correct.
And then you took Blake to his preschool and dropped him off. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then where did you go from there?
I went to the gym.
What was the name of your gym? I'm sorry.
EOS.
And you worked out for, you said, an hour to an hour and a half?
Yeah, I wasn't watching it super close, so I can't tell you exactly how long it was.
Okay. And then you drove straight home, is that correct?
From the gym, yes.
Okay. Now, on that day, you had an interview with Detective Pillar, is that correct?
Correct.
Is that the first time that you met Detective Pillar?
Yes.
Was on that day on October 2nd, 2019?
Correct.
And in that interview, you told him basically what had happened. Is that correct?
I answered the questions that he asked, yeah.
And you told him all about Melanie. Is that correct?
It's a pretty broad question. I don't know that I could say that I told him all about Melanie.
So you discussed Melanie, is that correct?
We did, yes.
And you discussed me, is that correct?
We did, yes.
And he had asked you kind of what happened, is that correct?
He asked me what happened? Mm-hmm. Yes, he asked me what happened.
And you talked about your divorce, is that correct?
We did discuss parts of my divorce, yes.
And you had told Detective Pillar that someone had convinced her that you were gay, is that correct?
Can you ask that question again?
You told Detective Pillar that someone had convinced Melanie that you were gay?
I can't remember if I specifically told him that someone had convinced Melanie that I was gay. I would have to review the conversation I had with him to be able to say for certain that's how I worded it.
Okay. Do you recall telling him that she has a friend named Lori? Melanie?
I did not say she has a friend named Lori. No.
You didn't? Would you like to look at your interview?
I
refresh your recollection?
I said that she has an aunt named Lori.
Would you like to review this to refresh your recollection?
Sure.
Okay.
Have your room.
Okay.
Ms. Hicks? I think she has an exhibit she needs to approach with. It's fine. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. She's just refreshing. She just wants to show him to refresh his memory.
Oh, forget I said it. I apologize.
Yep. If you want to just read that page to yourself, and then I can ask you a question again. That refresh your memory, Brandon?
I read that. I think that maybe a transcriptionist miswrote that, because I wouldn't have referred to you as a friend named Lori. I would have referred to you as an aunt named Lori.
Okay. And it was me that you were talking about that convinced her that you were gay. Is that what you were referring to?
In that context, I never said that Lori is the one who convinced Melanie that I was gay.
Okay. So in the second paragraph, it didn't say she's the one that convinced her that I'm gay?
Improper impeachment, refreshing. I'm not sure what she's doing.
Sustain.
Would you like to read it again?
If you would like me to, I can read it again.
Okay. It's line 251. Did that refresh your recollection?
Yes, I read a different line. That is the in 251. I did specifically say that I thought you.
That I had convinced her.
Can you ask that question?
That I had convinced Melanie that you were gay.
I said that I specifically thought that you had been involved in convincing her that I'm gay. Yes, correct.
Okay, and so she did not show you herself a video of you dancing at the Pink Pony. Is that
again,
correct?
Your Honor. For relevance to 404B.
It's all sustained.
And what was your understanding of how I convinced Melanie of this accusation?
Kind of speculation.
Can we sidebar? All right, members of the jury, we're going to take a 15-minute recess, morning recess. We will resume in about 15 minutes. Please remember the admonition.
All rise to the jury.
All right. Please be seated. The jury is no longer present. We've concluded that sidebar. A record's been made. I would just caution the defendant again. She needs to be very careful, and she's getting into areas that could open a huge door that I don't think she wants open. I'm going to make another record. At 10:24 to 10:25, we held a sidebar that I don't think made it onto the court record. That sidebar, again, discussed similar issues of if the defendant brings in evidence or testimony that she was a good person and no ill intent and those sorts of things, and specific acts of her being a good person, it could open the door to other things that she may not want the door open to. The state, the defendant, and advisory counsel were at the bench when we had that short minute, 1 minute sidebar, but I don't know if anyone wants to supplement the record on that. Ms. Cave?
Just, Your Honor, that, again, the state did raise any issue of character evidence under 404A and 405, that if the defendant opens the door and tries to advise that she is a good person, a peaceful person, a kind person, a loving person, any of those other types of things, that we believe that would allow us under 405 to then bring in specific acts such as the murder of her children, her husband, and her current husband's wife.
All right.
Which would also be 404B that they withdrew.
No, it'd be 405.
Yeah, they withdrew it. But if you bring up 404 that you...
Then all 404B is in, or do we get a hearing on what 404B can come in? If I open the door, do I get a hearing? We stop trial and I get a hearing.
We'll have a very short hearing, okay? If you're going to introduce how you have great character and good character, we're going to have a short hearing on what evidence that they can bring in to rebut that character, which could include being convicted of four murders.
So and would you
talk
like
to your advisory counsel during the break. And
you don't need to yell at me either.
I'm at you. Okay.
Yeah, you are, and you do not need to talk to me that way. I'm very courteous. I'm very courteous to you.
No, you have been nothing near courteous to me during the course of these proceedings. Talk with your advisory council about the rest of your cross. We're going to resume in 15 minutes.
All right.
Please be seated. The parties are present, the jury is not present. Ms. Daybell, if you continue to ask lines of questions where I've sustained an objection, into areas where I've sustained an objection, if you continue to speak over me or the prosecutor when it's not your turn to speak, I will give you a chance to speak and make any record that's made. If you continue to do all these things, I may be forced to revoke your pro per status.
I understand, Your Honor. I apologize.
Are we ready to continue with the cross-examination?
Yes, and I'm just going to ask a few questions of clarification.
Go ahead.
I mean, when we get up there, that's fine.
Hmm?
I'm just going to clarify a few things, and then I'll move on.
You mean with me or with the witness?
With the witness.
Okay, go ahead and get ready at the podium. Depending on when we finish with this witness, we'll determine when we break for lunch, I guess. It depends on who you have next. We could go to like 12:15 and then start again at 1:15. We can be flexible, but so I guess let's see where we are when we finish with this witness. All right, let's bring the jury in.
Good
All right, members of the jury, please be seated. Thank you. I just had to take care of a legal issue. We'll continue with the cross-examination of this witness. Go ahead.
Yesterday in your testimony, Mr. Boudreau, you talked about your argument on July 25th, is that correct? I mean, on June 25th with your wife, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you had had marital problems in those 10 years or no?
Objection, relevance.
I'll allow it briefly. Go ahead.
Can you define marital problems?
Well, like a course of contention. Were there other courses of contention in your marriage during those 10 years?
If you've been married for 10 years, there's definitely times where you don't agree.
Absolutely. So would the fact that you traveled a lot during those 10 years been a course of contention?
Can I object to relevance?
Sustain.
But there are other issues besides what happened that day on June 25th. Is that correct?
Can you re-ask that question?
Like you said, a marriage has issues if you're married for 10 years. That's correct?
I'm not sure I understand the question that you're asking. Can you ask it one more time?
Okay. You had stated that, I'll move on so I can be more clear. You had stated that, to Detective Pillar, that Melanie had been going to the temple all the time. Is that correct?
I can't say for certain I stated that to him, but she did go to the temple often. Yes.
And that she had prayed about it and God had answered her in a call. Is that correct?
I can't say for certain that I told him that she had prayed about it and God had answered her in a call. If you have a transcript where I could read, I would be happy to read that to verify.
Okay. That's line 240 and 241.
Thank you. That's not what I read there.
Okay. Do you like to tell me what you read?
I'm going to object to improper, I don't know, impeachment, refreshing.
Yeah, maybe I think what you should do is look at it and maybe rephrase your question.
Okay.
Go ahead and hand it back.
So you had said that God answered her in a call.
In reference to the temple?
In reference to Melanie saying that she thought you were gay.
I did in her saying that she thought I was gay, but that didn't have anything to do with the temple, which was the question you were asking me earlier.
Yeah, so I was saying she frequented the temple. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That was a separate issue. So I was asking that she was convinced of this because God answered her in a call, is what you told Detective Pillar. Is that correct?
What is of this?
Of the fact that she was saying that you were gay.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be, I'm just, can you ask that question again?
I'm trying to get to the fact that
she had her own personal revelation of that idea about you.
I can't say what she was thinking. I can't say what.
But she had conveyed that to you, that she had a God answer her in a call.
I'm going to object to hearsay at this point.
Sustain.
Where did you get that information?
Which information are you asking?
Okay. The information that you gave to Detective Pillar that God answered in a call. What was that in reference to?
The line before it was me explaining that I'd have to read the line again. I can't say exactly, but my understanding is that you're speaking about me referencing her talking about me being gay.
Correct. And you're saying that she's the one that prayed about it and God answered her in a call. Is that correct?
Can I read it again? Sure. I would like to answer the question the best I can.
Yes. It's 240 and 241. So that's what you, where did you get that information that you gave to Detective Pillar that she prayed about it and God answered her in a call?
I can't tell you for certain. I'm guessing that what I was sharing with them there was pertaining to my thoughts on our conversation from June 25th.
Okay. So on June 25th, Melanie conveyed to you that she had this belief about you herself. Is that correct?
On June 25th, Melanie told me that she believed that I was gay. Correct.
That she herself had that belief.
Yes.
Not that that belief had come from me, but that that belief had come from herself.
Are you asking me whether or not I think that that belief came from you?
No, I'm saying, did she convey to you that she had that belief, period?
Yes.
Okay. And then later in the next line, you tell Detective Pillar, you convey to him that I convinced her of that fact.
Yes.
Okay. What made you believe I convinced her of that fact?
Conversations I'd had with Charles Vallow.
Okay, so did you hear me tell that to Melanie Boudreau?
No.
Did you ever witness me talking to her about you?
Did I witness you talking to Melanie about me?
Correct.
At any point?
About this topic, about being gay.
No, I did not witness you talking to her about this topic.
Okay, so you heard it from a third party, supposedly.
I heard it from Charles Vallow.
Okay. But not from me directly. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So on this day, on October 2nd, you conveyed these things to Detective Pillar. Is that correct? That she has a friend named Lori.
Can you ask that question again?
Yes. To Detective Pillar on October 2nd, you conveyed to him that Melanie has a friend named Lori.
As I stated, I think that that's a typo. I believe I said aunt named Lori.
Okay. So she has an aunt named Lori, which would be me. Is that correct?
Correct.
And she's the one who convinced her that I'm gay. Is that correct?
That's, yes, correct.
But you didn't get that information from me or from Melanie. Is that correct?
I would not say that that's correct.
Okay. You got that information from Melanie?
I got what information from Melanie?
did you get information from Melanie that I convinced her that you are gay?
I inferred from conversations that I had with her that you were the one convincing her that I was
You inferred
gay.
From conversations?
Correct.
Okay. But she did not convey to you. Lori's the one that convinced me, and I know this now to be a fact because Lori is the one that convinced me of this.
She never said those words to me, no.
Okay. And she showed you a video that she found on Facebook.
I'm going to object to 404B evidence, to extrinsic evidence, to relevance, to 403 evidence.
Okay. Sustain. We're not talking about the video.
But she had her own reasons that she personally believed these things that had nothing to do with me. Is that correct?
Asked and answered.
Well, I'm also going to sustain the form of that question on Melanie's belief.
Melanie conveyed to you that she had several reasons why she had this, why she was making this accusation to you. Is that correct?
I can't say how many reasons she said. It's been a long time. But, I mean, we discussed it at length for a while. And both parties shared their reasons why it was confusing.
Okay. And so Detective Piller had asked you if she had any sort of evidence to this. Is that correct?
I believe he did, yes.
Okay. And would you like to see your answer to that?
I would love to, yes.
Okay. It starts at line 675. And what did you convey to Detective Piller at that time when he asked you what sort of evidence that you had?
I told him that it's silly evidence.
I'm sorry, what?
It's silly evidence.
You told him there was silly evidence?
Yes.
What did you tell him specifically?
Your Honor, I'm going to object again as to relevance.
Well, it's also hearsay. Sustain.
So how are you aware that Melanie had this silly evidence?
And I'm going to object again to just relevance into this area and 404B again.
He can answer the question, how was he aware where he got this information? But other than that, the objection sustained.
From conversations with her.
Okay. So she didn't show it to you? She just talked to you about it?
Again, object, Your Honor. I don't know how many times we can object.
Sustain. Let's move on.
So you called it silly evidence and vague evidence. Is that correct?
I'm not sure about vague. I could have.
Is it contradictory for you to tell Detective Piller on that same day, in the same interview, that I convinced Melanie and that she had her own individual evidence that she presented to you?
I don't believe that that's contradictory, no.
You don't believe that's contradictory?
No.
So how is it that you think I convinced her?
As I shared, I had conversations with other people who shared that that was something that you were doing.
But you never heard them from me or from Melanie, is that correct?
I did not.
Okay. When you were talking to Detective Piller that day, he had asked you, have you ever seen that vehicle before? And I'm sure he's referring to the Jeep Wrangler. Do you remember what you answered him?
It would be great if I could read it.
Okay. It's line 597. Did that refresh your memory?
Yes.
Okay. So he had asked you if you had ever seen that vehicle before, and what did you convey to him?
Not that I could recall.
Okay. And then he asked you to tell him more about the Jeep, and you gave him a color. What color did you say that you thought the Jeep was?
I believe olive or puke green.
Okay. And that you had never seen that Jeep before?
Objection asked and answered.
Had you ever seen the Jeep in my household before?
Are you asking what I said that day, or are you asking me today?
I'm asking you today. Before October 2nd, had you seen the Jeep in my household before?
I might have. I don't remember for certain.
Okay. And what color do you think the Jeep that was in my household was?
Are you asking what I think it is today, or are you asking what I thought it was that day?
I'm asking what you thought it was before October 2nd.
I don't know that I thought a lot about it, to be honest with you.
And you had never seen it before?
As I said, I can't recall for certain whether or not I had seen it before.
And it had never been parked at your house?
Which house are you talking about?
Your Quinn house.
It could have been. I can't recall.
Okay. And so before October 2nd, were you aware that there was a Jeep Wrangler in my household? Is that correct?
Before October 2nd?
Yes.
I believe that at one point, Charles had called me to have me run VINs on all your vehicles because he was looking at insurance at the time. And so I did get the VIN for that vehicle.
Okay, so you knew the details of that vehicle prior to October 2nd, is that correct?
I had received them from him. I hadn't thought about it again.
Okay, but when he gave you those, did you look up the VIN numbers before October 2nd? In doing that research for the insurance?
When he gave them to me, mm-hmm. I used those numbers to run a report that would allow me to see what options he could have for insurance.
And in that research, were you made aware of the details of the Jeep?
I didn't dive into the details, no.
Okay. So were you aware at that time that it was like a two-door Jeep or a four-door Jeep, any of those kinds of details before October 2nd?
I can't honestly recall whether or not he told me. I don't know that I needed to know that or that it was something I was thinking about at all.
Okay. But that day it came to your mind, is that correct?
Which day are you talking about?
October 2nd.
Can you give me a little more context on what you're looking for came to my mind?
Oh, on that day, you stated that it was a two-door Wrangler. Is that correct?
In my conversation with Detective Piller? Is that
correct.
What you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I probably... it would be better if I read it, if that's okay.
Sure. It's 602. So you told Detective Piller, or you conveyed to him that it was a two-door Wrangler, is that correct?
When we're talking about the Jeep that I saw that day, yes, I saw a two-door Wrangler.
And so my question is, were you aware if the Jeep Wrangler in my household was a two-door Wrangler or a four-door Wrangler prior to October 2nd?
As I said earlier, I didn't think about the Jeep that was in your household prior to October 2nd. It wasn't something I had ever thought about other than taking a VIN and running it for insurance for Charles.
Okay. But that's how you acquired the VIN number for that vehicle?
That is how I acquired it.
And when was that about? About what time frame?
I couldn't even tell you. I can't remember.
When did you start doing that car insurance business, auto insurance?
The end of 2018, some point after, towards the end, one of the last few months of 2018.
Okay. So sometime within that year, he had you run all those numbers just to see if we could get a better insurance rate. Is that correct?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you when exactly.
Okay. Let's go to that day of October 2nd. In your interview with Detective Piller, you had mentioned that you saw a little boy. Is that correct?
No.
I asked for some foundation.
Yeah, can you narrow okay. that down
sure,
a little more?
Sure. Sure. In your narrative that you're talking to tell what happened to Detective Piller in your interview, okay? Can I just show it to you and have you...
Your Honor, if okay. she could just ask a question and but, properly
hold on.
Question the witness.
I would suggest you just ask, did you see a little boy that day?
Okay.
If that's what you're getting at.
Okay. Did you see a little boy that day, right after the glass had shattered?
No, I did not see a little boy that day.
Okay. And why did you tell that to Detective Piller if you didn't see a little boy?
I don't believe I ever said that to Detective Piller.
Okay. Would you like to see your interview?
Sure.
It's 404. You might want to read that whole paragraph to get some context.
I believe that's a typo.
So what did you think that you said that's a typo of?
In that context, I was describing the window breaking. Without listening to that conversation, I couldn't tell you what the final word I said was, but I'm pretty confident I did not describe seeing a little boy there.
Okay, so that isn't why you thought that it was a paintball gun, because there was a little boy there?
That is correct. I did not think it was a paintball gun because there was a little boy.
Okay. And so you didn't say you thought it was kids just being kids?
I'd have to review if there's a line where I talked about that.
Okay. .406 to .414.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast? You end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.